This is the Canadian Baseball Network Podcast in partnership with the Baseball Zone. Here's your host, Matt Betts.
We are back, Canadian baseball fans, for episode 7 of the Canadian Baseball Network podcast, and we're recording this on March 10th, and it's a big day as Major League Baseball is back.
Oh, it's so exciting, Matt. I mean, we were just talking about it. The deals are about to come in. It's just been announced that the CBA has been agreed upon by both parties, and yeah, I mean, I can't wait. Obviously, it's a good day for baseball, I think, overall, you know, on all levels, obviously, to get a full 162 back. It's just a great sign, and yeah, really looking forward to it. Obviously, what we do is certainly impacted by that, so it's a great sign, to say the least.
Absolutely. So summer is right around the corner. The weather's starting to turn, and we have a very interesting guest today. He's a high school player with the Ontario Terriers. It's Hugh Pinckney.
Yeah, looking forward to this interview with him, as, of course, you know, we get to hear from another young player. We've had sort of a series of those over the last couple episodes. And you know, one thing I've noticed, and I'm sure we'll hear the same thing with you today, is just that eagerness, that passion for the game, and that hunger. You know, we really heard it with Matt Brash and Adam Meyer both, just about their drive and about their passion for the game. And it really kind of, you know, allows you to really enjoy the good parts about it, feel that whole grassroots community feel, but also, you know, you root for these guys. So should be a good interview. Looking forward to this one today.
Absolutely. So Hugh, a little background on Hugh. He's a current Ontario Terrier. He's participated in the Blue Jays Baseball Academy Showcase at Rogers Centre. And most recently, this past year, he was a member of the Junior National Team Fall Selection Camp and a Rutgers commit. So looking forward to this conversation, and let's get going. All right. I'd like to welcome our next guest, Hugh Pinckney. How's it going, Hugh?
I'm doing well. How are you, Matt?
I'm quite well. So you're obviously a member of the Ontario Terriers. Can you take us through take us back a few years and through the decision to join the Terriers organization? What drew you to the Terriers?
For me, mainly it was the attraction of the good coaching with the Terriers. The obviously access to the Baseball Zone at all times was big for me. And just seeing Terrier guys having success at the next level, it was a tough decision, but it really was something that my family and I wanted to do, and I'm obviously very grateful that I did, and I'd say those things are the main factors.
Yeah, so I heard a story about the first time that you kind of saw the Terriers play. Do you remember when that was and kind of what happened?
Yeah, it was actually back. A while ago now, but at the time I was being coached by Bob Elliott with and my dad with the Rangers. And, after a Rangers game one time, my dad, Bob, and I actually went out to King's Christian Collegiate and got to watch, a Terriers, 18U game. And, I'll always remember, Ben Abram. He was pitching that game, and I was just a little, maybe 12, 13 years old. And Ben was, maybe 15, 16, and he's standing down the mound 6'8" or whatever he was back then, but, just dominating. And, I remember, talking to Bob and my dad and being like, who was that guy? But, that was obviously a crazy first experience. Terriers, something I'll never forget. Just seeing all the maturity that all the older guys had was definitely eye opening. And yeah, that's probably another reason why I was attracted to the Terriers. It's just because when I was younger, I had that eye opening experience with not only Ben Abram but the whole team, the way they carried themselves and the coaching. Yeah.
For sure. So you look at, if you've never seen Ben Abram, he's quite the intimidating figure if you just walk up next to him. So yeah, guys definitely. Like Abram, guys like Cal Quantrill. How have the Terriers helped you in your development as a player, both on and off the field?
Definitely. So I had RJ as my, Rick Johnson as my head coach for 15U and 16U. So in 15U, it was a big step for me. Going playing for the Terriers and traveling in the States. and the experiences and the talks that RJ would have with not only me but the whole team was definitely very like it became no more fooling around, and it was maturity, and that's the one thing I'd say I've really got from those trips is I became not only a better baseball player because of all those experiences down south, but RJ really taught me how to act and how to conduct myself as a professional on and off the field. But yeah, just obviously you're going to learn new things every day with the good coaching at Terriers. So yeah, it's not only the baseball aspect, but just off the field too, the way I carry myself has been greatly impacted by the Terrier staff.
Yeah, definitely. So obviously you've put that to good use because this past year you were invited to the junior national team fall instructional camp. What was it like to get that news? Do you remember where you were and kind of what was your reaction now to finally be able to wear the maple leaf?
Definitely. I'll always remember where I was and my reaction. I just got home from school, and it was maybe a day or two after the CPBL All-Star Showcase one game was at in Oakville and the next in Dorchester. But I got home and I got a call from an Ottawa number, and it was pretty cool because I picked up the phone. It was Greg Hamilton, and the junior national team is something I've always dreamed of being a part of and always worked towards, like whenever even probably since I so here's a separate story. So my dad and I would always go to T12 every year, formerly T12. And when I was younger, so I always looked up to guys that were trying to play on the national team or that were already on the national team. So I always had that goal in the back of my mind, and that phone call was very, very special for me, and it's something I'll cherish for the rest of my life. It was very, very emotional for me because it's something I've been wanting for so long, but it was truly a special moment.
For sure. So what was it like competing against the best talent, you know, and competing with and against the best talent around the country, and kind of how did that help aid in your development?
It was definitely very tough because, I mean, you're facing the best guys in the country, so it should be tough, but being around the guys and taking little things from different guys, like you watch certain guys hit and you're watching other guys hit, not only guys on your team, but on the other team as well. And just taking little things from different guys is probably the biggest thing development wise. Like I'll give an example. So when I'm down there, there's a Quebec catcher, Dane Lachance, and he's very good throwing off one knee. So that's something I was trying to implement in my game, and just trying to not like, yeah, I'd say pick his brain, but learn little things from what he's doing, or learn different things from different guys' swings is probably the most beneficial from that, because it was a lot of inner squads. So we really only had each other, but that's probably where the development occurred the most.
Hey folks, our partner, The Baseball Zone, has a special offer for our listeners. Phone or email The Baseball Zone or contact them at thebaseballzone.ca by March 31st. Tell them that you listened to the CBN podcast and use the promo code Terrier to redeem a free day pass at their facility that can be used by May 30th. Be sure to also share and comment on the podcast with the hashtag CBN podcast and tag at The Baseball Zone while you're at it. Now, back to the interview.
For sure. So you said you got that call during the CPBL showcase, but you just recently competed in the Canadian Premier Baseball League Pro Day as well. What was that experience like, and kind of what were your expectations heading in, and how do you think you performed?
Honestly, heading in, I wasn't really sure what to expect. I knew there'd be some scouts there and there'd be some guys, but it was a really good showing, and the event was very well put together. We got to run our 60, I got to do my pop time and take batting practice and catch bullpens. It was all ran very, very smoothly, and it was just a really good opportunity to show myself and show the improvements I've made over the off season to the pro scouts there. And I think I showed fairly well. Yeah, no, definitely. It's always a good opportunity to show yourself in front of pro guys in that good environment.
Yeah,
that they put together.
So another big moment in your career is you committed to Rutgers University. What went into that decision? Obviously, a Power Five school, Big Ten conference. You know, that's no joke. So what kind of went into that decision, and what made Rutgers the right fit for you?
I know it's going to sound cliche, but the fit was everything for me. It was the coaching staff, the up and coming program that Coach Owens has a reputation as a winner. The school itself, Rutgers is a great school. And it's a great place for me to earn my degree. And, the academic and athletic support that the university, pours into the baseball program, it all just made it was really the best fit for me. So I think those are the main factors that went into my decision.
Yeah. So what are you working on, you know, between now and getting on campus? Have they communicated with you at all about what they'd like to see you improve on? Anything like that?
Definitely. So for me, probably the most beneficial training and everything for me is the weight room. For me, I saw the most strides from my previous year to last summer, because I put so much effort and time into the weight room, and I've been continuing to do that this off season. So I think that's where I make my most strides, but obviously there's going to be little things along the road with my swing. And for me, I get help there with not only terriers, but also at the performance lab and in the morning at ProTeach High Performance Program with Denny Burney and Jeff McCollum. It's always a work in progress, the swing, but I'd say the main focus for me has been the strength program and the strengthening of my all parts of my body.
For sure. So have you set any goals for yourself for when you do get on campus? Like, what are you expecting?
I'm just trying to be the best player I can be right now. I don't really have any. I'm not going to say like I want to do this or do this. I'm just focusing on being the best player I can, and whatever happens, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's not a bad approach. So I think you just have an interesting story because, you know, as you mentioned, watching Ben Abram, who is now at Oklahoma, he's a Sooner. And now there might be a kid coming to a Terriers game, watching you, saying like, I was going to Rutgers in the Big Ten. So what advice would you give to those younger players, either in the Terriers organization or ones that haven't kind of reached the elite level baseball yet on what they should be doing to get to kind of where you're at?
One thing I'd say, just enjoy the process. You have to really enjoy the work that you put in and enjoy every single moment you're on that field, because it's moments like I look back at my 15U, 16U year, those moments I'll cherish forever. And just being out there with your best friends, there's nothing like it. But enjoying the process of failing and getting back up and keep going. It's baseball's a tough game, but if you try and enjoy the little things along the way, then it makes it all that more special.
Sure. So what are the future goals? What are you studying in school? What are your plans for baseball? What are you hoping for baseball? If baseball doesn't work out, what do you have in mind?
So currently I'm in the school of I'm going to enroll into environmental and business economics at Rutgers. So that's something with the, cause I'm very, I really enjoy the biological side, and business is always something I've always wanted to get into. So that major, it's something I looked over and is what I thought was the best fit for me. And I'm just really looking forward to that. Yeah. Being the best player I can be and seeing where that takes me.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that's a great approach. You know, when you focus kind of on yourself and what you can do to, you know, be the best version of yourself, like you said. Hugh, it's been a pleasure. This was a great conversation. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
That was a great conversation. You know, one of the best parts about this podcast for me and and hopefully the listeners, is the wide range of Canadian baseball player guests that we've had. We've had a college player. We've had a recent MLB draft pick. We've had a big leaguer in Matt Brash. And now we have a high school player who's looking to get to that point. It just seems like, you know, we're getting so many different perspectives, and it's really interesting to hear all of their views on the game of baseball.
You know, it's been fantastic, Matt. I think if you're a casual baseball fan, you might not think of, I certainly didn't a while ago, you know, sort of all the different levels of baseball and the work that goes into it, the grind it can be. But, you know, what you see with some of the players we've interviewed, just with some of the figures we've interviewed, is the joy that people get and the passion that they can exhibit in baseball. And, you know, we touched on it earlier in the intro, you know, today's a great day for baseball. Obviously the lockout is over. And I think that the passion and that joy for the game is what really makes baseball great. It's one of the beautiful parts of the game. And it's just, it's great to hear from these guys. And you know, we hope for the best with all these players. I think that's the best part. You know, you want to now go see these players achieve their dreams, you know, go get drafted, go play in the bigs, whatever it is. And it's just fantastic stuff. And it's honestly been a real honor. And I'm sure you feel the same way, Matt, to get to share these stories.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's an absolute privilege to talk to these guys. And like you said, we hope for the best for them. As far as our coverage goes, it doesn't stop here. Make sure to head over to CanadianBaseballNetwork.com. Like we said, the big leagues are right around the corner. College baseball is underway. High school teams are going to start ramping it up into the summer here. We have all of it covered for $2 a month or $20 for the year. I may be biased, but I think it's the best bang for your buck in baseball. So make sure to head over there and follow Canadian Baseball Network on Twitter. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out Canadian Baseball Network for extensive and comprehensive coverage of the latest in Canadian baseball. And The Baseball Zone, Canada's leading instructional baseball academy and training home to thousands of MLB, pro, college, and youth baseball players.